harvest roundup time, away out west when the cactus is in bloom.
This is Recipe Roundup, episode 49. This week's simple recipe will result in a crock pot full of pulled pork. I'll cut straight to the point. This will not hold a candle to truly smoked pulled pork. This is just the easiest way to get pulled pork with very low effort. All you need is time. I personally prefer doing this recipe overnight. You'll need a large crock pot, and I think a good pair of tongs goes a long way. I haven't included specific measurements for the ingredients because it is all dependent on how large your cut of meat is. Personally, I almost never use specific measurements. Instead, I opt to taste test as I go. If you are newer to cooking, I know this can be an infuriating process of trial and error. But you will actually learn way more about the ingredients you are using if you just slowly add small amounts and decide what you like. I prefer when pulled pork is tangy on its own, with the option of adding a more intensely flavored sauce. Ingredients: pork butt or pork shoulder, bone in or bone out. Salt, pepper, smoked paprika, garlic powder. The following spices are optional but are highly recommended: cayenne and jalapeno powder, dried ancho chilies, and cumin. For our wet ingredients, we have balsamic and apple cider vinegar, and the optional fish sauce. And finally, your barbecue sauce of choice. In a small bowl, mix equal parts salt, pepper, smoked paprika, and garlic powder together. If you are deciding to use cayenne or jalapeno powder and cumin, mix a smaller amount into the spice rub. Season the pork all over with your spice rub and place it into the crock pot. If you are using the dried ancho chilies, place one or two partially underneath the pork. Set the crock pot to low and cook for 8 hours or until the pork reaches an internal temperature of 190 degrees and can easily be pulled apart by a fork. With tongs, transfer the pork into a large mixing bowl one chunk at a time. If you used ancho chilies, go ahead and scrape the softened flesh into the meat, discarding any tougher pieces of skin. Pour the meat drippings and fat into a cup or bowl and then place into the freezer. Take a look at the meat and make sure to remove any large chunks of fat that have yet to break down. Begin to season the meat with the same spices from before, except for salt. Taste everything after each mixing. Remove the drippings from the freezer when the fat layer has become solid and scrape out the fat. Heat the drippings and then strain them over the meat. Mix and taste again. Begin adding balsamic and apple cider vinegar, 1 tablespoon at a time, testing after each mix. If you are using fish sauce, which I highly recommend, add a very small amount with the vinegar until you are content with the saltiness. Otherwise, use salt. Serve on a bun or baked potato, adding your favorite hot sauce or barbecue sauce on top. Don't forget the slaw and enjoy! You can find this recipe and all of my recipes on our website, AlleghenyMountainRadio.org. Please send any reviews or pictures to sage@amrmail.org. For Recipe Roundup, this is Sage Tangway.
All this roundup time, away out west when the cactus is in bloom. Dee-oh-dee-dee-oh-dee-oh.